Welcome to Women in WP,
a bi-monthly podcast about women who blog, design, develop, and more in the WordPress community.
Welcome to Women in WP. Today's episode is sponsored by Ninja Forms, a professional drag and drop form builder for WordPress. I'm Angela Bowman.
I'm Tracy Epps.
And I'm Amy Masson.
Our guest today is Rocio Valdivia, joining us from Spain. Rocio works at Automatic as a team lead and community wrangler at WordCamp Central. Welcome, Rocio.
Hello, everyone. Nice to be here.
We like to start off by asking our guests about their journey into WordPress. How did you get started?
Oof. That was a long time ago, or at least it feels like that. My journey to WordPress started in 2009. I was coming back from England from working there in an internship, in a university internship, and I started working in an agency in my city in Seville. And I remember at the interview, I was a PHP developer, basically. And I remember the people doing the interview asking me, hey, do you know WordPress? And I said, nope. And they said, no, no worries, you will learn it. And it was like that. So I started working with them and it was a great experience. I was almost 5 years in that agency as a consultancy. I was developer and I specialize a WordPress developer full time, and I specialize as a BuddyPress developer, and that was my door to start contributing to the project, because I started making many projects, developing many projects, specializing on BuddyPress and doing social networks with WordPress, basically. And I started to report bugs when I could find them, or I started to, to solve the issues that I was finding and reporting it. And that's how I discovered the community and I fell in love. And that was, 12 years ago.
Wow. You're a full-fledged developer then, like for real.
Yeah. Yeah. I studied computer science.
Like for real.
Yeah. Yeah. I studied computer science in university. Yes.
Wow. You were probably the only person, maybe I'll have to go back through our list of people who actually got a computer science degree for real at the university and came to WordPress as a full on, like the traditional path, because a lot of people come to it very non-traditionally. What was your experience before you were with WordPress with other software and what was your feeling about WordPress coming into WordPress, having been in this kind of other more traditional route of computer science?
So basically my professional experience after finishing my degree, I was making websites in a British company, and they were like public institutions, organizations as clients. So, but they were doing everything from scratch. We were doing everything on PHP from scratch. They didn't have any kind of CMS or anything like that.
Wow.
So yeah, I learned the hard way, basically. Yeah. But that was, back in 2007, 2008 or something like that. So, it was early times, right?
Yes.
And so at that time, I got a great experience. And when I started to learn about WordPress, I realized, hey, this CMS has everything I need is already done. Why should I waste my time, right?
Yes.
So I fell in love quite easily, quite fast. And my team was amazing. My colleagues were they were into it for 1 or 2 years already. So I had great teachers and I learned fast. So yeah, I have not been in other communities actively, but I've been I've been in contact with the Drupal community for years because, you know, in Seville, both communities, the WordPress and the Drupal ones, are very active. So I've been speaking at Drupal conferences, Drupal cons, like 2-3 times already. So I don't have a big knowledge about other projects, but I know the basics basically. And that's, I think it's great because I think the more we know other projects, the more we can learn from them for the good and for the bad, right?
Yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah, and even just the thing like with so much of the web is, well, like when you said, when everything was hand coded and from scratch, there was so much variation. And now more and more things like, you know, Drupal, they have a block editor. We have a block editor. Pretty much every other CMS or something like has something similar to that. And I see this convergence, and I think that's a good thing because it's more of a shared knowledge and not a competition, because we all have the same goal.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
For years, I've had the motto in my website, in my Twitter bio, I think as well. I don't know. That the future is cooperation, not competition. And I hardly believe that. I think we grow better and stronger when we are together, joining forces instead just, you know, competing with each other.
Okay, that motto again. I need to write it down because it's amazing.
Future is cooperation, not competition.
Future, okay, that's just the best thing I've heard in a week.
Thank you.
We've had so many great quotes on the shows lately that I was thinking we needed a Zazzle store, something of just t-shirts with the Women in WordPress mottos. Mottos and mottos of all the great quotables from the show. And right. That's the like,
oh, there just wasn't anything, so I just did it.
Yeah, so
I just created it.
Yeah, we need a t-shirt for that. Maybe for work in Europe. Thank you for the idea.
Yes.
I need it on a needle point.
Oh, yes.
I don't need a point, but.
Are you planning to come to work in Europe, by the way?
I wish. Yes.
I am coming up, Amy, because you talked about that in that episode I just edited. I went and looked at my ticket voucher expiration and I'm like, oh man, I got to get on this. So
mine expires April 30th because we were all planning to go to WordCamp Europe in 2020. And so I have had 2 years of credits and they are expiring April 30th. So we are planning to go to Portugal in March because, you know, June just isn't going to work. So no WordCamp Europe for me.
Oh, they're not giving you any option to move 2 months or these three months?
I mean, I could ask, but my kid graduates from college and or high school, college, jumping ahead. My kids graduate. So there's other stuff going on. So, you know, we'll see, but probably not.
Well, we'll have to Zoom with you when we're there, Amy, for sure. We'll take you around, like FaceTime.
Well, and I'm worrying because I'm watching what's going on, not just here, but in Europe with COVID and the numbers are starting to tick up. And I'm like, are we still going to be able to have it?
Right. Well, let's think positive.
Yeah.
Especially with Portugal. The highest vaccine.
I've been hurt so many times.
I know.
Yeah, Portugal and Spain, I think, are the highest vaccinated two countries in whole Europe. And numbers are not getting high there. Well,
Portugal is 93%. I was reading it today.
Yeah, 92%. I was reading 90% in Spain. Yeah.
Portugal and the United Arab Emirates are tied for the most fully vaccinated countries.
Wow.
Right. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and that's the thing, like we've had music events here, but with the requirement of that you had your pass was your vaccination card. And that has all seemed to really work well. Like, I haven't heard of any big spikes within like super spreader events from the ones that I have seen that had those restrictions. So I have high hopes that that just with the right, you know, all right, well, we all just have to do this part and we have to add this extra thing, like it's like getting an extra visa, that's fine. Just
is WordCamp Europe requiring vaccination?
Well, all workers, the global program has defined some requirements for all work camps around the world, and all work camps around the world ask attendees to be attendees, sponsors, organizers, volunteers, everybody involved, speakers, to be fully vaccinated or to be tested negative very recently, or to have passed COVID very recently, basically. So all work camps in the world have those requirements.
That makes sense.
Okay.
That's great. Yeah.
Well, in Italy, we had to have our, I was just in Italy last week, and we had to have our vaccination card to go into restaurants and the museums and basically, you know, anywhere you had to show your green pass. So I felt pretty comfortable being there with that in place. It's, you know, or, you know, you could have had a negative test, but people just get vaccinated. I'm sorry.
Yes. There we go. Yeah. So on the topic of WordCamp Central, that is so exciting that you are a WordCamp Central person. Can you give us the inside scoop of what it's looking like in WordCamp Central right now and what your plans are for this coming year?
Well, first of all, we like to call ourselves the global community team more than the WordCamp Central team, because it's okay because it's been used that name for a long time. Basically, it's WordCamp Central is formed by a global team of volunteers and donated people. I'm lucky and privileged to be one of the that is full-time donated. I'm lucky that Automatic donates my time full-time, but there are like many, many people that donate their own time and as freelancers or working from other companies, and they are deputies of the global community team. Right now, it's a very, very busy time of the year. It's a very busy time of the year, basically, because we are trying to finish to define the goals of 2022. And so we are preparing the new global sponsorship program that is going to affect all WordCamps in 2022. We're very excited because in-person WordCamps are coming back. WordCamp Sevilla in person is going to happen in less than one month, now in December. So in Spain, in my country. So I'm very, very excited about it. We have like three or four or five applications coming in for in-person WordCamps in the next year. Three or four of them are in pre-planning stages. And yeah, we're working to come back to normal. I mean, step by step, bit by bit, but things are getting excited. Yeah, exciting.
Well, I did see the email that WordCamp US is looking for a new city. So I'm hoping that, you know, in 2022, we're actually going to have that one in person, which, you know, it's a little easier to get to for me.
Yeah, the team is definitely working on a venue for, you know, on a city and everything. So yeah, and WordCamp Europe is fully, wow, you cannot imagine. There is a big, massive team or almost 50 people working hard every day at the WordCamp Europe Slack. And yeah, they are more enthusiastic and energized than ever. Is super cool. I'm mentoring them. It's an honor for me to work with them every day.
I can imagine the energy, because especially being, you know,
after COVID, like,
delayed for so long. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think we're all really, you know, kind of going along that same thing of, you know, that cooperation, not competition. Like, that's what I feel like that open source in the open source community, and especially in the WordPress community. And it's like we've been kind of, you know, cut off at the knees that we can't have that, because some of the best, like, cooperation and collaboration time is when we meet in person. And, you know, like, that just surprises us always, you know, and like contribution days and everything, like all sorts of things that I think we're really, really chomping at the bit to really to get back to. So that makes a lot of sense for sure. I wanted to add one thing.
Just an observation about what you said. Something very interesting that we have been observing in the last months, or you know, year and a half now with COVID and everything, is that it's true. People, we are looking forward to see in person each other, you know, to see each other in person, to connect in person again, to hug each other, and all this stuff. But we realize that online contributor days are working really good, even better than in person. So especially, for example, I can give you an example. The Spanish community, for example, from work in Spain, have organized like two or three online contributor days during the pandemic. And they were connecting people from Spain and all Latin America of Spanish speakers. And we had like an increase, like a 30% of more, you know, bigger numbers of participation, engagement, contributions, like streams translated, for example, or documentation translated, or like TV videos uploaded, like et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? So we realized that contributor days online are here to stay for sure. WordCamps online as well, you know, if people want to organize them. But those numbers are really telling us something, that when it's well organized, it can work even better than in person.
I think that's incredible, like that that increase in that. And I could see I've been seeing just in other industries they're doing a lot of hybrid, you know, where you have the in person but then also that online. And I think that's great, because one of the things that I, you know, do think is a benefit of the online is the people that are in remote places that don't have a community that's active. Yep. And would be excluded normally. And mm-hmm. that allows more people to kind of access, which is kind of what I was going to ask about, because in Milwaukee, at least, we have historically had a really active community within the city, but not every city has been like that, and not every country has been like that. And so I always want to hear about, like, what is the community like in your city, in your country, that you have seen?
The one that I've... Well, my local community started to be Seville when I was living there for many years, and I started working in this company. We founded the first local WordPress community in the whole country in Spain. And yeah, it was very exciting. We didn't know how a meetup was. So the first meetup, it was 120 people. because I think we almost organized a small WordCamp. So that was back in 2010 or something like that. And of course, that local community has evolved a lot. It has they have never stopped organizing events, even during pandemic, being online, whatever. It's been a very, very strong one. And I think one of the keys of any local healthy community is just to have a lot of organizers. So when someone has to step down, other people can take it. So the best thing that a leader of a local community can do is to trust, to share responsibility, to share permissions, to share everything, and to, you know, and to not have too much in their shoulders. In this case, in Seville, it's been amazing to see how they have organized a WordCamp every year for 10 years in a row. And they're going to be the first WordCamp in person again after pandemia in December. By the way, something very interesting that they're doing is that is going to be a one-day event with 3 hours of sessions, and the rest of the day is going to be networking activities because everybody wants to connect. So what they're doing is just organize. Yeah, they're organizing a lot of, you know, like a lot of networking activities, like with group dynamics and all of that. And yeah, and they really want to create like tribe meetups and things like that, that to give the opportunity to people to connect with other people. And yeah, they're very excited. They have a lot of ideas. They have started a weekly Twitch channel, a podcast, and you know, they have a lot of initiatives. They have very, very creative people.
Hey, Women in WP listeners, this is Tracy with a quick message from our sponsor, Ninja Forms. Wish you could build forms for WordPress without spending forever or recruiting help? You can. Ninja Forms is the WordPress form plugin that is both extremely flexible and easy to use. Create contact forms, order forms, donation forms, and more in literally minutes using pre-built templates. Easily customize with form logic, upload fields, multi-step pages, and more. Just drag and drop what you need, where you need it. Integrate with hundreds of services like MailChimp, Google Sheets, HubSpot, and more without needing to write a line of code. Get Ninja Forms now at ninjaforms.com. And now, back to our show.
And about more local communities that I have been involved, I will say that I started and founded the local community Nuuk Greenland because about 4 or 5 years ago, I was living for 1.5 years in Greenland, and I founded a group there because I didn't know anyone. So I wanted to know people of, you know, of the field. And it was a great experience. I met a lot of great people. And yeah, and it was a fantastic experience. Now I live in the south of Spain, in Marbella, and I'm one of the organizers here. So wherever I go, I join the local community and I like to organize events. I think it's
time for you to come here.
Okay, deal.
That's your next location. I mean, you can do Greenland. Why not here?
Yeah, why not?
I think Amy means specifically Indiana, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, Indiana has nothing. We have nothing.
No, the whole U.S., right?
Okay. No, Indiana has never had a WordCamp ever. So
really?
Yeah, my state is far behind. There's a couple others, I think, that haven't either, but we're one of them. And no, I am not going to organize one. that's not for me. But I love the whole opportunity to network for everybody. And I miss networking so much. I miss talking to people in my, you know, nerd community. And I'm sorry. Yeah. That's what I call it. I just miss the opportunity to talk to my friends, people that, like, you know, all my friends here are all like professors and, you know, stuff like that. So that they don't really talk WordPress to me. And I need that.
Yeah, I understand the feeling. I was looking forward to connect with my WordPress friends again as well here. And we did the first meetup in person, like in September. And it was just awesome. We had dinner in a square, in a restaurant, in a terrace, and together. And it was fantastic. And yeah, about connecting with each other and the work and format from the Work and Central team, the global community team, is encouraging the local communities to innovate as much as possible with events in the way that let's give to the community what they're looking for. You know, a lot of people think that a working have to be like sessions, sitting down, more sessions, a coffee break, and it doesn't have to be like that. Let's encourage people just say, hey, think about it, look how you would like to, which kind of event you would like to attend to, and organize it and make it simple, because that's something that we really want to do as well. It's like, we want organizers to enjoy organizing any WordPress event. We don't want people to burn out, to be stressed or anything like that. And if a one-day event is going to be like a networking activities, do it. If it's going to be like one long session teaching people, you know, all the new features of WordPress, do it. right? If you don't have enough funds to do it, don't give food. Just give some coffee, or even don't do that. Have a break, ask people to go to the corner, have some lunch and come back in 1 hour. You know, so all those kind of things, I think it's important as experienced contributors of the team that to remind people to think out of the box, you know, because we can do WordPress events better. And this is a great opportunity to reinvent the events, the WordPress events.
I think that's important to think of as well, because like the whole unconference idea, you know, our camps as started out as like, that's really what it was. It was like, it was trying to be exactly the opposite of a conference. And so we do have that flexibility. And I think we have, because, you know, oh, well, we have this template that has worked, but I think you're right. Like, well, you know what, that might not work, or there might be something better. So yeah. I really like that. I think that's a really great point to make.
Yeah. And I would love to see like new formats. Sorry, I was saying that I would like to see like new formats. For example, one of the things that it was a super cool idea, I think it was from Working US, I think it was, that it was like to have a job fair. That was amazing. I mean, that's so valuable for you, for attendees.
That.
Yeah. Imagine one event with a lot of, you know, like companies could even be doing the interviews or something like that, having their own space. And people walking around, talking with the companies, and that's valuable. And we will give a lot of value to the attendees and to the users with things like that.
We had somebody suggest we do a women in WP retreat where we just, you know, take women and we go somewhere like a beach and just hang out and, you know, no sessions, just no sessions. No. You
okay.
Just,
count on me.
Okay. We just get together. We hang out. Mean. We drink wine. We eat great food. We can talk about WordPress. We can talk about other stuff. And, you know, it's like the alternate universe. I'm looking forward to a day when this could happen.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I'm thinking about Hawaii
kind of uses that. They go to a resort and you have sessions there in the pool. Well, there's two sessions a day.
I can't do that.
I mean,
do you know about
WordPress? I can't talk WordPress in
because
my
it existed already in Germany. I think it was in 20. There have been 2 work and retreats already, or I'm not sure if the second one was canceled because of COVID or it was before that. But yeah, it was in Germany and it was called Work and Retreat officially.
Huh.
I like it.
That.
Yeah.
I like the retreat. I like when the retreats involve.
And it was a total success. It was, people were so happy, so inspiring.
Yeah. Like cocktails and pedicures, maybe some massage, like, and just relaxing, a book.
Don't tell
on
me
the beach.
More.
We're going to need a lot of sponsors.
Take my money.
We're going to need a lot of sponsors.
You said massage, right?
Yes.
I said yeah.
Oh my gosh. We're going to need some sponsors.
Yeah.
Okay. People, if you'd be interested in sponsoring the Women in WP can't work, retreat, please contact us at womeninwp.com.
the whole retreat thing, I've wanted to do something like that because I found that, you know, again, like collaboration, every time I go to a WordCamp, I'm inspired or I make a connection. But then I get home and I don't have the time to do it, or I don't, you know, I don't have that, you know, energy of those other people around. So that whole idea of like, you know, co-working and working together on something. There's actually was a back, you know, I used to go to South by Southwest, the interactive portion, before it became way too overcrowded. But they, from that, spurred a bunch of different organizations, including one that was like a tech boot camp. It was like a retreat kind of thing. But I don't know what they had some really weird like terminology, like they were like technology monks or something weird like that, you know. Okay. But, you know, some sort of kitschy thing. But what they did is you applied and a bunch of people came and they worked on solving a real problem. And it wasn't necessarily like it was in Austin. And one of the problems were these wild boars. It wasn't technology related, but using technology to solve this problem of these wild boars that were killing livestock, but then also because they contained disease, they were also then contaminating the wildlife and the livestock. So trying to figure out how to do that, but still not be wasteful and be able to use whatever you could from it. So like, I think that's really kind of a cool idea, is like, we'll get a bunch of really smart people together and then like have a common goal and see people just flourish with that. I think that would be really fun.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So yeah, sponsors for the...
Yeah, but in my experience, I think that getting people together create great things, but it doesn't have to be only in person. I've seen these in several, you know, for example, working in Spain just a few weeks ago. They were the same bunch of people were online for 4 or 5 hours a day because they really were, you know, it was like the networking room Zoom. It was like super busy all the time, right? And they were having ideas, they were creative, they were, you know, doing super crazy stuff with design and all of that, because they were connected 3 days in a row. So of course, I mean, connecting in person creates a stronger link with each other, absolutely. But sharing time together, I'm fine the time together, it really makes a difference. And of course, I prefer in person as well, but I've seen that online can create special things as well. Yeah. Just thinking about it. Yeah.
Yeah. And it just, it is more accessible for people because travel is a privilege, and
absolutely,
it's not something that everyone, and even time is a privilege. So having that, that ability to do that, and now with tools like I've been using Zoom now for this online teaching, basically, and using breakout rooms and like a lot of these things.
I love
there's
that.
A bunch of different tools.
I love breakout rooms.
It's great.
Oh, it's yeah.
Exactly.
It's the best when you have one-on-ones with people, you know, because when there is a Zoom room with 20 people, at the end, it's just the main, you know, the same 3, 4, 5 people talking. But then you do breakout rooms and people start talking and flourishing and enjoying it.
Yeah. And you can have that. What I've done for my classes is like, okay, well, hey, who is interested in doing this, or who is needs help with this? Who wants to provide help? Like being able to like make it very like specific, gave people like, oh yeah, like I want to do that. And so they were very passionate about, you know, diving into there. And so that also helps people really open up, is if they're really passionate about something.
Yeah. Right? I love it. Yeah, me too.
All right.
Yeah.
We've got a model. We've got all this. We're going to create the new format.
Yeah. I don't think I can handle planning one of these events, but I definitely want to come to them. Yeah, I think I can handle planning it. I just don't think I should do it. I think it's bad. I am too much of a control freak.
But if you give her a job, Amy will get it done.
Oh, I always do my homework. I mean, obviously.
She does. You know. She could be on the organizing team without the organizing part. She just tell her, Amy, we need you to automate this process when speakers apply, and she will make sure your thing runs as efficiently as possible. But it is
That's
amazing.
That's perfect in an organizing team.
Yeah, it is. Really is, Amy. We started this podcast a year before the pandemic started. And I have to say, this podcast probably gave me kind of the most hopefulness during this whole time And now I'm going to cry because of that. But it's so true. I mean,
this is,
you
know,
woman
yeah. in WP, crying's aloud.
Crying's aloud. No, seriously, look, at I've got red eyes, but we're not going to see this because we don't post the videos anymore. But, you know, just being able to talk to women around the world, all having kind of different experiences, but similar experiences, and being able to share how things are going. And also just kind of like, we would just talk about WordPress sometimes and not the pandemic at all. And like, oh, life just is going and everyone's getting stuff done. And we have a new friend and, you know, so we can make friends in this virtual space. But I think Tracy's point in what you were talking about, the breakout rooms and stuff, it does kind of need to be more intimate. It needs to be smaller and to make those exactly. connections when you're not in person, you know? Yeah, for sure. But I'm really grateful this podcast happened because it's just like this little spark of light every couple of weeks.
Aww, well, I love it.
I love actually, you know, the times we do get off topic and we're not talking about WordPress and we're just talking about life and, you know, just connecting with each other as humans and not necessarily as, you know, tech bots.
Yeah. Yeah. And at the end, we are a community. I don't know, some of my best friends are WordPress people now. I mean, we create these connections, we create friendships, and those ones are friendships for your whole life. It's not only colleagues, it's not only work, right? It's difficult to separate work from, you know, from personal life many times, at least in my case.
Yeah, well, if you're really passionate about it, of course, and you find other people that are really passionate about it and you're working for a common goal, like what a better connection than that. And I agree, like I've made some of my best friends through the interwebs and, you know, and I think that that is something that we saw, we were forced into with the pandemic because everything did go online. But we also realized that like, oh yeah, we can still make these connections. Yeah, I'd love to do things in person, but also just having someone around, whether it be on like a Zoom call that everyone's just working together and like co-working, like just that, especially when you're isolated alone with your cat for a year and a half, like just that, provides some of that human contact that we all crave and need. So, and I think you're right, like that whole thing, like the community, that's what I love about the fact that we're not just a bunch of, you know, developers and stuff like that, but it really is about the tool used to increase the people's lives, to benefit people's lives and make the world better. And that's what it is. And we're passionate about that. And we just happen to all use the same tool to do that.
Yeah. And we create impact. We really create a big impact because I always like to say, and I really believe it, every single contributor that is helping the project is improving a tool that is making is helping thousands or millions literally of people to make their lives. So we are like feeding our own, we're eating our own dog food. I think there is a expression like that. Basically, we're helping this project. We're helping many thousands or hundreds of thousands of people to make their life. And I love it. I really love it.
Well, it's been fabulous having you on today. Before we go, first we'd like to thank our sponsor, Ninja Forms, for sponsoring this episode. And if you could let everybody listening where they can find you online.
Oh, yeah. They can find me on Twitter. I'm Rocio Baldi. I will share my Twitter username there. And in my site, rocio.blog as well.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter, or join our Facebook group. We would be honored if you subscribe to the show. You can find us on Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, and iTunes. Finally, if you want to be on the show or know someone who would,
visit our website at womeninwp.com. Until next time.